From the Crossbreed Holster Studios. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, Hour 2. We are rolling right along. As you know, well, maybe you don't if you're just joining us, I have moved the Crossbreed Holster Studios out west to my favorite part of the country. That's Phoenix, Arizona, the Valley of the Sun, where we are broadcasting from the Arizona Citizens Defense League annual meeting. And I'll tell you what, this is an award-winning organization, grassroots, for a reason. And I am proud to be, this year, third time I've spoken here and been treated wonderfully. It's all family to me. But now I speak here as a life member. And sitting to my left is the president of the Arizona Citizens Defense League, Dave Kopp. Dave, it's a pleasure to be here, as you know, every single year. It's always a pleasure to see you at venues around the country. We just spoke and met again at Gun Rights Policy Conference. Here we are in your neck of the woods. Brother, you got a lot going on here. You've got everything. I was speaking with Alan Gottlieb in the previous segment or previous hour about what you've got going on in the Senate. McCain, of course, out. Flake, out. You've got a battle royale going on over here with about a one-point shift I've seen. There's a potential for a Senate seat here to flip blue. That blows my mind in Arizona. Then you've got the state issue here with Bloomberg, and you personally have been out front of this. I've listened to what you guys have been doing here legislatively. I say we because I'm a member also. And, boy, I'll tell you what, it's an uphill climb. Is that a safe way to describe it?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you've been doing this a long time, so have I. It's always an uphill climb. The fight never stops. It never, ever stops. So, you know, we go on and, yeah. Did you want to?
No, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. You know, we go on and this just keeps going. Guys like Bloomberg keep pouring money into everything. He's pouring millions and millions and millions of dollars into the legislative elections now, federal and state.
Well, he's pledged, because I love being able to sit here with you. We can have a natural conversation and I don't have to worry about a delay on the phone. The millions and millions and millions you're talking about is over 100 million pledged. He just added, as you know, another 100 million. I'm talking about every town for gun safety and the rest of those loons. He's added another 100 million to the fight for control of Congress.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So this man is $250 million, if not more, into this fight. Is that right?
Well, and you know, the only way we counter that, because we don't have that kind of money, and none of us do.
I have volunteered to be the billionaire that funds it. I'm still, if everybody wants to get a GoFundMe page, I want to be the billionaire that funds our fight. So if you can help me make that work, please let me know.
It's the way to do it now, the GoFundMe thing. But we don't have that kind of money. We never will.
How do we compete with it? You guys have done some magic out here.
The only way we do it is to show up. And, you know, you've been a member for a while. You know how it works. You get on our email list at www.azcdl.org. Get on our email list. Join up. We send you alerts. Anytime there's anything moving in the Arizona legislature that you need to be aware of, whether it's committee hearings or whether it's legislation on the floor, bills going to the governor, whatever it is, good or bad, we'll tell you about it. You send your email.
Why do I care, as a Georgia resident, about what happens here in Arizona? Why do I need to be concerned with this? I don't live here, man. It doesn't matter to me. I don't get up in Arizona and put my boots on in the morning. I mean, I do in my heart every day. But it matters, doesn't it?
Well, because the dominoes all fall.
Right? This is ground zero. This is the center target for the anti-gun establishment, the professional gun prohibitionists. And they don't talk about it. But they know. You know, I know, and this entire organization knows. And the man to your left, Mr. Gottlieb, knows that if they can get Arizona to fall, guess what happens next? The Gunshine State, Florida, falls. We've already got difficulty in Florida right now.
Oh, yeah.
A lot happening down there I never thought we'd see in the quote-unquote Gunshine State where I hail from. So when you add all of this up, the dominoes do fall. And what happens here, boy, I'll tell you what, is going to be a model. Nevada, too, bordering state, mm-hmm. Another tough battle, another tough fight. If they can bring, and you've won now 6 years, Guns and Ammo has got this state, from the last mail, and Alan Corwin just told us, Guns and Ammo ranks Arizona number one. Six years running now?
Yeah, 6 years in a row now. Yeah.
So again,
effectively tell listeners in Kansas, listeners in Minnesota, Michigan, Ohio, I want you to pay attention. Pennsylvania, they're working on anti-gun laws in Pennsylvania now, Dave, to make it a felony to carry a gun loaded in your vehicle. They just never stop. Mm-hmm. But from the big time here, they can nail Arizona. Bloomberg wants this, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You know, and you heard my talk at GRPC, one of the big things they've got going now is the gun violence restraining order thing. Mm-hmm. And they're pushing that real hard. They got Republicans on their side pushing it. And it's just another step, another brick in the wall, like the song says. And if they get that, then what else can they get?
Well, you're right. And that's a great way to ask it. If they can, let me ask you this. Rhetorical, sarcastic, nonetheless, but I still want to ask, even though I know the answer to this question, and so do you. Is it ever enough?
For them, no, absolutely not.
So when it was, if we give them, let's just say, in a hypothetical, we give them, expanded background checks because we're sick and tired of listening to Shannon Watts talk about it. We're sick and tired of watching Alyssa Milano talk about it. Let's just give it to them and shut them up. We already get a background check to buy a gun, right? So let's just give it to them. Will they dry up and go away?
Well, you know, it goes back to, and it's, you know, I'm an NRA pistol instructor. It goes back to the same logic that they use when they say, well, you know, a bad guy comes and he wants something from you. He wants your wallet. He wants your money. He wants your jewelry, whatever. Just give it to him and he'll go away. What if he wants your life? You going to give that to him?
Believe it or not, sadly, there are people out there that think, well, that's not going to happen to me. And if it does, guns aren't the answer.
Well,
and we see that, right?
But it's our answer. Our answer is no, we are not going to give you that.
Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. So let's move to another one. Let's move to assault weapons bans. Mm-hmm. Because we've got a really bright kid named David Hogg out there who is apparently a master of everything now. He knows everything about everything.
So I've heard.
Right? He tells us that. If you've ever followed his tweets, it's quite astonishing. Of course, I'm being sarcastic, but I'm going to start to laugh like David Hogg, the Hogs of the world, something else. But David Hogg now doesn't want to take away our guns. He just wants to take away our AR-15s. So let's say we're sick and tired of David Hogg on the news all day, every day. And we say, you know what? Fine. Let's shut him up. And we don't need these. We don't need this AR-15. Let's give them to him. Will he stop? Will he shut up and go away?
No.
What else could he want next?
Because, you know, somebody some years ago wrote an article, and I don't remember who it was, about Goldilocks gun control. And he says, you know, when is never enough? You know, is it too hard or is it too soft? You know, at some point you get to that realization that they are never going to stop. It's always going to be something. And that's the assault weapons, just the foot in the door. Once they get those, are they going to stop? Of course not. Then they're going to come for something else. And this is exactly the logic that we need to remember is always in play. They don't stop. They've never stopped. They've gotten bits and pieces over the years. They've gotten machine guns. Mm-hmm. You know, they managed to outlaw those, and so now we can't own machine guns, new manufacturer. They're all, the only thing you can buy now is the stuff that's already on the registry, and it was closed in 86. Mm-hmm. So they keep going up and up and up and up. You think they're going to stop with assault weapons? Of course not. So
no, and, you know,
what else is there?
That's a great question, because now we've got due process on the line. You're talking about the ERPOs, or Extreme Risk Protection Orders, for example. It's a great example to talk about due process. We're talking about a fundamental tenet of our judicial system. We're talking about innocent until proven guilty. But wait a minute. I just watched the Kavanaugh hearings, and I never saw a Democrat concerned one bit. Not one bit on that panel did I see a senator on the left concerned about Kavanaugh's rights to due process. Did you, or am I missing something? Okay, so if we see them at that level, they really don't care about my due process, do they?
Well, and this is the thing, you actually had Democratic senators during that hearing saying, you need to prove to us that you're not guilty.
Well, they flat out said it. Yeah. That is a quote. Yeah, it's not paraphrasing. That was actually said.
Yeah, and I mean, somewhere along the line, somebody flunked their constitutional law class.
I don't know that they've taken one. You know, I have a copy of the Constitution sitting over here with me, okay, and I know a lot of people in this room have a copy of the Constitution with them. You know, I go over and read the Constitution to my kids. We actually mm-hmm. talk about these things. We put them in perspective at home, and my kids are super bright, and some of this stuff they don't know anything about in school.
Yeah,
and we live in a really nice area, in a really conservative red area, with really good schools, but they're public schools.
No.
This is a big concern. All right, with the next 1 minute that we have left, what direction are you taking AZCDL forward now?
Well, you know, we've got a governor that's pushing these extreme risk protection orders, like you mentioned. We beat him last year. He swore he's going to bring it back. So we're fighting. We're fighting to stay in place at this point. We're going to try and move anything good that we can. But right now, we just want to make sure we don't get bombarded with bad.
AZCDL.org is where people can go to join. I'm a life member. It's easy to become a member. This is the best group of people and an award-winning organization for a reason. Thank you for everything you're doing and for your dedication to the cause of fighting for our freedoms and our rights. That's Dave Kopp, the president of Arizona Citizens Defense League. And by the way, thanks for welcoming me back. I love it. It's an awful lot of fun. Armed American Radio, Monster Broadcast from Phoenix, Arizona. The Sheraton at the AZCDL meeting will continue right after this. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go away. Okay, gun lover, listen up. Did you enter to win your brand new gun from the USCCA yet? If not, what are you waiting for? You're about to miss the deadline. The Gun A Day giveaway ends soon. You could get up to 24 chances to win your gun daily, but only if you act very fast. 24 Kimbers, it could be 24 Glocks, 24 SIGs, even 24 AR-15s. Just text ARM to the number 87222 and reveal which gun you could be taking home today. And hurry, today's gun disappears at midnight tonight. That means there's just a few hours left. Believe me, you have to see it to believe it. So text ARMED to 87222 right now before that gun disappears forever. The USCCA wants to get more guns into the hands of responsibly armed Americans like you. They're here to help train and protect the protectors. So don't put this off. Don't miss your chance, because you can win a new gun every single day. Text ARM, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 right now to enter. And remember, you only have until midnight tonight to win today's gun. Just text A-R-M-E-D to 87222. Text ARM to 87222.
Boondocks Firearms Training Academy, located just outside Jackson, Mississippi, is the finest firearms training facility in the Southeast. We offer a wide range of courses, including beginner, intermediate, and advanced handgun courses with low light and force-on-four scenarios in our state-of-the-art shoot house. Other classes include defensive shotgun and rifle, active shooter, hand-to-hand, lethal force simulator, and more. Visit us at boondocksfta.com. Use promo code AAR when you book your training and save 10%.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm when not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size Guys Handguns, with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com for more information and to buy today.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, the Crossbreed Holster Studios, moved west to the Arizona Citizens Defense League meeting here in beautiful Phoenix. Welcome back to the show. Gun lovers, have you entered yet for your brand new gun from the USCCA? If not, what the heck are you waiting for? Don't miss the deadline, please. You could get up to 24 chances to win your gun daily. It could be 24 Kimbers, 24 SIGs, 24 Glocks. It could even be 24 AR-15s. Just text the word ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to the number 87222. Please don't do that while you're driving. Today's gun disappears at midnight tonight. That means just a few hours left. Believe me, you have to hurry here. Text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 right now before the gun disappears forever. The USCCA wants to get more guns into the hands of responsibly armed Americans just like you, just like me. They're here to help train and protect the protectors. That's us. Text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 right now to enter. Welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios here in beautiful Phoenix. Sitting to my left, Jeff Knox. I'm going to let you give your bio because it's just too darn long. And I thank you so much for being here. It's a pleasure to be sitting face-to-face with you.
Always a pleasure to be with you, Mark.
You have a long history. You have a long storied background.
I'm second generation. Gun rights activist, advocate, and my father was Neil Knox. He was a gun writer and then was one of the moving forces behind the Cincinnati Revolt in 1977.
Talking about the National Rifle Association, listener, just for your information.
Right, that turned the National Rifle Association into a lobbying juggernaut. Then he founded the Firearms Coalition, which I now run. And eventually Dad was elected onto the board of directors of the NRA and became the vice president, and was in line to be the president the following year, but he worried some people, and so they recruited Charlton Heston.
He scared some people. He didn't worry him. Your dad scared some people, did he not?
Right. They went out and they recruited Charlton Heston specifically to run against Dad so that they could bump him out of the chairs and keep him from becoming the president of the NRA.
That's pretty hardcore company. That's how important your father was, that they actually did that with Heston. It's quite the story.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wish we had more time for it, honestly.
But now, Dad died in 2005. I was helping him for the last 2 years of his life, keeping the organization running and helping with the day-to-day writing. I have regular articles on Ammoland.com and in Firearms News magazine and their website and all of that, firearmscoalition.org.
You said firearmscoalition.org, correct?
That's right, firearmscoalition.org. We've had some issues. We actually had somebody who claims to be a terrorist group hacked our website a few years ago, and we never quite recovered from that. My IT guy is a guy named Chris Knox.
Any relation?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
My brother, and he's cheap, but he's not really great. But anyway, we've revamped the website, and it's looking really good. But for the last year, I've been really focused on election politics rather than gun politics. And I've kind of let the Firearms Coalition sort of slide a little bit. And I apologize to any of our readers and followers for that. But the election this year is so important, and I am working full-time to get good pro-rights candidates elected to office this year.
All right, let me stop you for a second, because you've moved into election politics. Let's go there briefly.
Absolutely.
Well, I have spoken so far to some great heavy hitters today, Alan Gottlieb, Alan Corwin, and others. And the election is dominating, of course. But now you're talking about midterms national. You're also talking about state. You're talking about Arizona-centric. Fill me in, because this is a vital place. This is ground zero right now.
Well, I moved the coalition back to Arizona about 6 years ago. And when I did, I started getting much more involved in local Arizona politics. And I actually have teamed up with a local campaign consultant who works strictly with conservative candidates. And it turns out that conservative candidates are also pro-rights candidates. And so I have no problems working with these campaigns and supporting these guys. Primarily in local politics, we had a couple of congressional candidates. Unfortunately, our candidates didn't get through the primary. So now I'm focused on making sure that the Arizona House is as pro-rights as it can possibly be.
All right, and how close are we, in your estimation, to that happening? Because I want to segue, depending on your answer, I'm going to do it anyway, but I want to segue over to the federal election as well. So where are we? Where are we here locally now?
Here in Arizona, we're in very good shape. We've got a few districts that lean Democrat, and we're making some inroads into those districts. But as far as our state legislature, they understand that gun voters are very important to them, and we are in good shape to get those people elected. And I'm feeling good about the way our local elections are going here in Arizona, although I lost a city council race by 11 votes in the primary election, one of my candidates. So it can be really heartbreaking at times.
Oh, no question. All right, no, let's use the state now. You feel comfortable about the state?
I'm pretty comfortable about the state. Yeah, we've got a good, solid Republican majority. I believe that the governor is going to win again. I'm not a big fan of Governor Ducey, but he's way, way better than the alternative.
You know, nobody was a big fan of, a lot of people weren't big fans of Donald Trump, but he was way, way better than the alternative.
Absolutely.
I'm a big fan of Donald Trump. Loved it. Mm-hmm. Called the election the night of the election on my radio program. I said, go to bed tonight knowing Trump plus 300 electoral votes. We'll see you in the morning. 306 votes. I still have people, and I'm proud of this, asking me to pick their lottery numbers for them. So, all right, let's go. Now, let me segue to the federal election. I've talked with my previous guests over the last hour, an hour and a half here. And Arizona's in a strange place.
Very.
When you're talking about the U.S. Senate, Arizona is actually it's a one-point race right now today as we sit here at the AZCDL meeting, annual meeting. Who would have ever thunk that in bright red, gun-toting, gun-loving history of the gun state, Arizona?
Kyrsten Sinema, who is the Democrat running for the Senate, has painted herself as a moderate Democrat, and she's done a pretty good job of it. Although a lot of her history is now finally coming out, and people are realizing that she was a Democrat socialist, green, extreme, radical leftist before she started moderating in order to be able to be elected to office. She's like Mike Bloomberg becoming a Republican. He didn't become a Republican because he believed in Republican values. He became a Republican because they already had a Democrat candidate,
right,
and he wanted to spend enough money to get elected, and running as a Republican would win it.
Can you stay here with me for one more segment?
Sure, you bet.
All right, good, because we run out of time. This is the shortest segment of the program, of the hour. What I want to do is keep you, and I want to carry on this conversation about the elections. You're neck deep in this. A lot of listeners are very, very concerned about what we're seeing coming up in the midterms. We want to get your perspective, not just here on Arizona, but around the country as well. I'm talking with Jeff Knox. I'm at the Arizona Citizens Defense League annual meeting for Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast today, Sunday the 14th. I'll be right back after this. Don't go away.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call?
Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Okay, gun lover, listen up. Did you enter to win your brand new gun from the USCCA yet? If not, what are you waiting for? You're about to miss the deadline. The Gun A Day giveaway ends soon. You could get up to 24 chances to win your gun daily, but only if you act very fast. 24 Kimbers, it could be 24 Glocks, 24 SIGs, even 24 AR-15s. Just text ARM to the number 87222 and reveal which gun you could be taking home today. And hurry, today's gun disappears at midnight tonight. That means there's just a few hours left. Believe me, you have to see it to believe it. So text ARMED to 87222 right now before that gun disappears forever. The USCCA wants to get more guns into the hands of responsibly armed Americans like you. They're here to help train and protect the protectors. So don't put this off. Don't miss your chance because you can win a new gun every single day. Text ARM, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 right now to enter. And remember, you only have until midnight tonight to win today's gun. Just text A-R-M-E-D to 87222. Text ARM to 87222.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get four free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com. Hey, welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow. Moving right along, welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios, the remote studios. Love it. Love it. Love where I'm at in beautiful Valley of the Sun. I'm talking with Jeff Knox. Let's continue the conversation you were kind enough to stay with me. Before I do that, though, Valley of the Sun's pretty darn wet today.
Well, we've got some sort of tropical storm coming up from Baja, and it's been dumping. We got a lot of flooding going on around. One of the things about Phoenix and the Phoenix area is that we're not really set up for rain. It's kind of like getting a foot of snowfall in Key West. It's just not prepared for
it. Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I'm looking at the flooded canals, and when I was thinking about, ooh, that's a little bit too close to the roadway for my liking out here. And, you know, in the 20 plus years I've been coming out here, I have never seen it rain, not one time. So here it is today. All right, but
well,
we've had another great 3 days.
We get the flooding, but the flooding only lasts for typically only a couple of hours, if that.
That's okay.
It runs on off, and we end up okay.
As long as they're not plucking me off the rooftop of my rental car going back to the hotel,
we're
in good
happen.
Shape, right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to the conversation we were having about you going into politics. This is intriguing stuff. It's important. And I listener, Armed American Radio fan, I know you are plugged in far more than maybe your own relatives and your friends and your work colleagues. You have got to stay on top of this. I want you to listen to what Jeff is telling us. Talking about the demographics of Arizona, you're comfortable with the state legislature. Now, we mentioned Bloomberg. You were talking about Bloomberg. And I said during the break it was kind of a chameleon aspect. Mm-hmm. People forget Michael Bloomberg ran as a Republican 3 terms in New York.
One term. He ran as a Republican once because the Democrats already had a candidate and they wouldn't replace that candidate with him and they wouldn't support him during a primary. So he ran as a Republican in order to steal the mayorship from the Democrats.
He is what today, though? He's an independent today.
No, he's a Democrat today.
He's registering as a Democrat now, so he can run.
He went from Democrat to Republican in order to run in New York. Once he got elected, he went back to independent, and he ran again and again
as an
independent.
So what does that tell you? Now, see, there's a method to my madness here. What does that tell you about the man who is spending over $100 million directly funding the enemies of our right to bear arms in the form of Everytown for Gun Safety et al., and the man who has pledged another $100 million to flip Congress to his newest party, which was his previous party? What does
that
tell us about the man?
It was always his party. It's just that he's willing to lie in order to get his way. It's all about power. It's all about getting his way because he thinks he's the smartest man in the world. And I'm sorry, but to use his own phrasing, you can't get much stupider than that guy. In a lot of ways. And, you know, like you said, these people are stupid like a fox. Kyrsten Sinema, who's running for Senate here in Arizona, was a radical, radical leftist. She actually served on some committee on a school board with my brother years ago.
Was
and is. And this is the thing, that rarely does a tiger change his spots or a leopard change his stripes or whatever that goes. Kyrsten Sinema was an extreme leftist when she got into politics. She was a loony leftist when she was on the school board committee with my brother back in the day.
Your brother's standing right here, by the way.
Right.
Chris, how the heck are you? Always a pleasure to see you. Thanks for welcoming me back to Arizona again. So,
but she shifted in order to get elected to Congress and in order to maintain her election in Congress. And she knew that she had higher aspirations. And she knew that as a radical leftist, she couldn't keep getting elected in Arizona. And so she's willing to do the chameleon thing and hide who she really is, a radical social democrat, Green Party crazy. She wore a pink tutu protesting the war in Afghanistan after 9/11.
Right.
The woman, she's dangerous. She's really dangerous.
Okay, so
and Martha McSally was never my top pick, but McSally has been solid on our issue and fairly reliable, and by golly, there comes a time when you have to say, we can't afford Kyrsten Sinema. We have to vote for Martha McSally. We have to turn out and work and vote and elect Martha McSally.
You know, as Alan Gottlieb reminded us in hour one and one of the segment that he was in, the implicate or the ramifications of the outcome of this election here have national
absolutely
implications, because what we're talking about here is the potential. You're talking of one vote.
Mm-hmm.
One vote. Now, it looks like Heidi Heitkamp is buried. I think she's about done. I'm hopeful. John Tester right now is in about a one-point race. Montana, you're listening right now in every major city in Montana. Please go to the polls. What are you doing, Montana? I've been kind of hard on you on the daytime show, but my gosh, when I think of Montana, I think a lot about what I think of Arizona. Rugged, outdoors, free, rugged individualism, a state built on the gun. I think of the West. I think of Custer getting his butt kicked. Okay, by a bunch of guys that could shoot better with Winchester Model 94s, okay? But the fact of the matter is, or 84s, whatever they were. But the fact of the matter is, why do we have to worry about that out here? We shouldn't even be having this conversation here in the great state of Arizona, Jeff. This concerns me.
And there's a couple of reasons why we have this problem. And one of them, one of the biggest, is that the Republican Party here in Arizona is rather torn. It's dysfunctional. We've got crazy right-wing radicals. We've got right-wing not-so-crazies, and then we've got moderate, mishy-mashy John McCain Republicans, and we're always fighting with each other because we're used to fighting with each other within the party, and the party can't get its act together, and that means that we can't unify behind a good candidate and stick with it. There's a big wing of the Republican Party in Arizona that thinks that the base isn't enough, and they want to run for the middle in order to win, and they hold up John McCain, John Kyle, Jeff Flake as examples of, see, no, that's what the Arizona people want.
What I'm hearing from you right now, I'm picturing in my mind, radio to me is theater of the mind, and I'm just trained in doing that. Mm-hmm. When I'm listening to you, I'm visualizing a puzzle.
Okay.
And I'm seeing three or four pieces in the state of Arizona. I'm seeing Arizona put together in three or four pieces based on what I'm hearing from you. That it seems like Arizona is now searching for a new identity based on that base that you're talking about several different bases here.
Right.
A John McCain voter would never vote for a McSally. A McSally voter would never vote for a Sinema. I'm seeing three or four different.
A McCain voter would vote for McSally.
Well, they would have to,
but
but they're not one in the same. It's a different demographic.
A Goldwater voter back in the day would never vote for either of them, McCain or McSally.
Well, see, here's what I'm talking about. I'm very concerned about what I'm seeing in this state. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be honest, it upsets me. It really does, because this is Arizona to me is the freest state in the country. It is to me.
It's why I live here.
Okay, and I don't like what I'm seeing here. And we had Alan Corwin talking about bringing in California mm-hmm. values, that there is demographic change happening here in
which
the state.
Which is what's happening in Montana as well.
It's happening in Montana as well. It's also happening, we're starting to see it in Idaho. It's been happening in Colorado for a long time. Mm-hmm. And what amazes me is you get these goofy leftist loons that leave what they don't like to go somewhere they like and bring their goofy leftist loon
problems
with them.
It's almost destroyed Washington State.
It has crushed Washington State to the point that as the tip of the spear there, what happens on 1639, excuse me, is going to determine what happens in this state and Florida next, as two big ground zero states. Florida's in trouble, too. Florida's in big trouble.
Yep.
All right? You've got a governor that has signed a pro-gun governor, Scott was, for many years, signed a gun control package down there. They're never going to move any pro-gun legislation in that state forward now because you've got two Republicans in Southeast that are actually holding on to, or I should say power, into that area, or into that area, that in the Democratic area down there in those strongholds. Jeff, we're going to take a break. We got to get out of here for just a couple seconds. We're going to come back. I'm going to ask you, can you stay one more segment with me?
Sure, I'm
can
with
you, do
you
it?
As long
I would
as you
appreciate
need
it.
Me.
Excellent, very good. Armed American Radio from the Arizona Citizens Defense League meeting. Fascinating conversation with Jeff Knox. Don't go away. I'll be back right after this.
Hi, Armed American Radio listeners. If you are looking for a less lethal self-defense tool, check out the Taser Pulse. It is compact, easy to use, and doesn't require a license in most states. Using technology trusted by law enforcement, the Taser Pulse can be deployed from a distance of 15 feet and delivers a 30-second cycle, giving users the time they need to find safety. And if your device is left at the scene, Taser's Safe Escape program will replace it free of charge. With Taser Self-Defense, have the confidence and protection to live fearlessly.
Ever since I got my Taser Pulse, I don't worry about creepers when I'm out in the evenings or on runs by myself. I have class late at night, and it's comforting knowing I have my Taser device if I ever need to protect myself when I'm walking home from campus.
Taser Self-Defense is the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 15% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 15% off.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hey, it's Mark. You know, I'm a firm believer in fate. You know that about me, right? Things happen for a reason. I believe that. Back to that in a second. Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the root causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, was a recent guest on this show talking about freedom. Mike found out I'm a 2-year customer of his and has offered you a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and their machine wash and dryable. To get 50% discount off of a 4-pack of pillows, go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special, or call 800-544-8939 and use promo code AAR to get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. 800-544-8939 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR. Now you can sleep tight.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Segment 4, Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast from the Crossbreed Holster Studios in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, the Valley of the Sun, at the AZCDL annual meeting. This is, of course, Arizona Citizens Defense League. Wow, time is just absolutely flying by on us, but that's okay. We've got another hour to spend with you. Let me, before I get started again, I'm going to go quickly. I want to remind you to text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, please, to 87222. The USCCA is going to give you up to 24 chances to win the gun of your dreams, free of charge, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. A-R-M-E-D, text A-R-M-E-D to 87222. Please don't do that while you're driving. All right, let's get this Crossbreed Holster studio here in Phoenix fired back up again. Jeff Knox is staying with me. This conversation is too important to let go. Oh, boy, some of the best radio, Jeff, I've said for years, is the radio that the listener misses during the breaks because our conversations.
Yep.
And I just said, whoa, stop, because if we let it out now, we're not going to be able to bring it back to the mic. And it was fascinating what I was hearing you say. So let's go back into what we were talking about during the break. I'll let you take it away. Go ahead.
At the national level right now, and I just wrote a column about this for Ammo Land, is the Kavanaugh bump going to be enough? A lot of Republicans and independents and even some Democrats were very angry and upset about the attacks on Brett Kavanaugh and the way that circus was run. And they were angry, and Democrat numbers fell and Republican numbers climbed, and I call it the Kavanaugh bump. The question is the Kavanaugh bump going to be enough to see us through November the 6th?
Meaning getting enough of us to the polls.
Enough of us to the polls, because, frankly, in my organization, I try and be a nonpartisan organization, but the Democrats have decided that I'm not allowed to be nonpartisan,
right.
that I'm not allowed. I can't endorse a Democrat. Because endorsing a Democrat, voting for a Democrat, and everybody needs to really be clear about this, voting for any Democrat in the federal elections means that you're supporting Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi.
Okay, now, but you're not saying that's the actual reality. That's where you're going.
That's reality.
All right, I have to take you here for a second. I've been very hard on the Democrats for years. I've never backed down.
Mm-hmm.
And I've asked the question, because it makes for great radio and it's quite provocative, honestly. Can a Democrat be a pro-gun activist? And my answer to that is no, absolutely not. What they can be is Democrats who like guns for the time being until whatever it is their real issue that makes them Democrats comes along, guns becomes a secondary issue. So they can't be. And you are absolutely correct. No one on this show, including myself, has said it like you just said it. The Democrats have seen to that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's bad for those gun owners that are Democrats, because that is just more proof positive of what I've said over the last couple of years, that the Democrats have, the party has left them.
We used to have pro-gun Democrats. We used to
can't have them anymore.
Senator Dennis DeConcini from Arizona. Dad used to get in trouble because he supported Senator Dennis DeConcini
because he was a Democrat.
Zell Miller changed party. He came to our side.
That's right.
But DeConcini, after the Keating 5 thing, I think it was actually a penance that he had to pay to the Democrat Party because he carried the water on the assault weapons bill. And I believe that was why. They said, we'll let you off the hook on this Keating 5 thing, but you have to quit this pro-gun stuff and quit being a friend of the NRA.
Fascinating.
And there you go. But right now, what we've got, and here's the thing, the Kavanaugh bump, because Kavanaugh was eventually confirmed, there are going to be a lot of people that said, okay, yay, we won that, and sit back down in front of on the couch. And we can't have that. You have to stay active. You have to stay involved. And so I think that the way to do that what Mitch McConnell could do tomorrow to ensure that Kavanaugh bump lasts on through November the 6th is bring the SHARE Act to the floor of the Senate for a vote.
Everybody what it is.
It's been passed out of the House. It's sitting in the Senate whatever committee. But the SHARE Act is an omnibus outdoors hunting, fishing, land access bill, but it also includes the Hearing Protection Act. It also includes the Lawful Purposes Act, which I think is critically important. If you don't know about Lawful Purposes Act, you need to look it up. That's a great bill, and
I've
been calling for it for years.
You know, something else. You tell me if I'm right, because you're right. Mitch McConnell's not going to do that.
Probably not.
He could
even though they promised that they would.
They've promised a lot of things.
Yep. And that's the biggest Republican problem, is that they make promises that they don't keep, and our guys say, hell with them. They don't do what they promised to do.
Mitch McConnell could bring up concealed carry reciprocity if he wanted to.
Absolutely.
He could do it today, and it would have the same effect as bringing up the SHARE Act.
Absolutely.
It absolutely would. He could move that over, if I'm not mistaken. Could he not bring those two? Could he reconcile those two together?
Actually, I believe...
I don't know from a procedural standpoint if he could at this stage.
I'm trying to remember whether that was incorporated into what was passed out of the House. I don't think it was, but... And even... One of the tactics, when you get into inside baseball, one of the things that I had suggested was bring the National Reciprocity Act into the SHARE Act and then negotiate it back away again so that you get the SHARE Act, because you say, okay, I'll tell you what, we'll drop
this if
you'll give us that, and then we can come back and get that again.
You're talking procedural strategy I think is too far above their heads in D.C. at this stage of the game. You know why? And I say that, I mean, obviously Mitch McConnell knows what he can do. Here's the problem that we have right now. You bring guns up right now, the liberal heads are going to pop like zits.
Yes!
Right now, they'll go absolutely crazy. And you know what that would do is more than likely, I believe, Mitch McConnell might think this was gin up their base even more, which could be, obviously, we'd be straddling a very fine line there. Obviously, if you're going to do it, I don't think concealed carry reciprocity would be the way to go. They're going to come after that nutsy gun bill. But the SHARE Act is absolutely a brilliant idea. I'm, boy... Who do you write? Who do you call? Let's tell people where to go to get that done, at least to ask.
Well, you need to call your senators, both of them.
And call McConnell's office.
Call McConnell's office. I used to know. It's 202-22. No, I'm not going to do it.
I was going to say, if you can remember that here on live radio, sitting at a table at AZCDL Europe, you're more of a patriot than I thought you were.
I rattled it off at GRPC last year, just in an impromptu speech, and I rattled it off, and somebody checked me, and yes, I was right. But I'm not going to take that chance right now. But just look up Congressional Switchboard,
right,
and you can ask for whoever you want to talk to at the Congressional Switchboard, and they will route you there. And that's worth doing. Send them an email. They've all got their messaging apps. You just look them up and send them an email. But tell them, we want a gun vote. Bring the gun vote. It could help people like John Tester in Montana.
Yeah, well,
if Tester decided, well, hey, I've got to vote for this, it could help him survive. But at the same time, it would keep Chuck Schumer out of the majority leader spot.
And see,
and
now
that's critical.
Now we're talking about the incredibly fine tactical nuance that's involved here. Mm-hmm. That, and what you just mentioned, you know, it could help John Tester survive, but it could do this to Schumer. We're in a scary place in American politics today, a very dangerous place in American politics today, that if America itself as a nation doesn't play its cards right, I fear for what's coming down the pipe.
We are standing on the precipice.
We absolutely are. I don't know.
And the rocks are falling out from under our feet.
You know, I spent the last week on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense going back in and talking about Charles Sumner, Senator Charles Sumner, back in 1856, caned on the floor of the Senate by a loony Democrat who didn't like what he said during a 112-minute or 112-word speech. You know, and we're at a point now with this rhetoric from the radical Democrats that I'm worried about the country. I'm worried about where we're going. And when I sit here in this place in Arizona that I know is so red, and I'm seeing a Democrat, a blue, within a point, it makes me nervous. Jeff Knox, thank you very much for being here. I appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, Armed American Radio will continue in another hour.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.